Join us for the first in a series of four programs dramatizing John Bunyan's Christian classic, Pilgrim's Progress. From Greenville, South Carolina, Bob Jones University presents Miracles. As I walked through the wilderness of this world, I lighted on a certain place where was a den, and laid me down to sleep. And as I slept, I dreamed a dream. I dreamed, and behold, I saw a man, clothed with rags, standing in a certain place, a book in his hand, and a great burden on his back. I looked and saw him open the book and read therein. And as he read, he wept and trembled. And not being able longer to contain, he brake out with a lamentable cry, saying,
"What shall I do? What must I do to be saved? Which way can I go?"
"Sir, where goest thou? Wherefore dost thou cry?"
"I perceive by the book in my hand that I am condemned to die, and after that to come to judgment. And I find that I am not willing to do the first, nor able to do the second."
"If this be thy condition, why standest thou still?"
"Because I know not whither to go."
"Look on this parchment."
"Flee from the wrath to come. Whither must I fly?"
"Do you see yonder wicket gate?"
"No, I cannot."
"Do you see yonder shining light?"
I think I do."
"Keep that light in your eye, and go up directly thereto. So shalt thou see the gate, at which, when thou knockest, it shall be told thee what thou shalt do."
"Husband, whither art thou going? Christian, stop!"
"I must flee from the wrath to come."
"Fear not, dear sister. We will fetch him back. Come, Pliable, let us overtake our brother and bring him back by force."
"Oh, thank you, kind Obstinate. For I fear this burden has made him quite mad."
"Well, neighbors Obstinate and Pliable, wherefore are you come?"
"To persuade you to go back with us."
"Well, that cannot be. You dwell in the city of destruction. Be content, good neighbors, and go along with me."
"What? And leave our friends and comforts behind us?"
"Yes, because that all which you forsake is not worthy to be compared with a little of that I am seeking to enjoy. Come away and prove my words."
"What are the things you seek, since you leave all the world to find them?"
"I seek an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not away, and it is laid up in heaven. Read it is so, if you will, in my book."
"Tush, away with your book. Will you go back with us, or no?"
"No, not I. Because I have put my hand to the plow."
"If what the good Christian says is true, the things he looks after are better than ours. My heart inclines to go with my neighbor."
"What? More fool still. Be ruled by me, and go back. Who knows whither such a brain-sick fellow will lead you?"
"Well, neighbor Obstinate, I begin to come to a point. I intend to go along with this good man, and to cast my lot in with him. Christian, do you know the way to this desired place?"
"I am directed by a man whose name is Evangelist to speed me to a little gate that is before us, where we shall receive instructions about the way."
"Come then, good neighbor, let us be going."
"And I will go back to my place. I will be no companion of such misled, fantastical fellows."
"Tell me, good Christian, what the things are and how to be enjoyed where we are going."
"I cannot speak them with the tongue as I understand them with the mind, but I will read them from my book."
"And is this book true?"
"Oh, verily, for it was made by him that cannot lie."
"Well said. What are they?"
"An endless kingdom to be inhabited, and everlasting life to be given us, that we may inhabit that kingdom forever."
"Well said. And what else?"
"There are crowns of glory to be given us, and garments to make us shine like the sun in the firmament of heaven."
"Very pleasant. And what else?"
"No more crying, nor sorrow, for he that is owner of the place will wipe all the tears from our eyes.
Well, my good companion, glad am I to hear of these things. Come on, let us mend our pace.
I cannot go as fast as I would, by reason of this burden that is on my back.
Wait, good Christian. Of a sudden, the path is muddy. It is difficult to keep to the way.
Follow hard after me. I think I see the way it goes. Oh!
Good Christian, where art thou? Hast thou stumbled?
Aye, Pliable, that I have. Take my hand. I have fallen into the mire. Help me out.
Oh. I cannot. My own knees are in the mire.
Oh, woe is me. My struggles are in vain.
Is this the happiness you told me of all this while? If we have such ill speed at our first setting out, what may we expect between this and our journey's end? You shall possess the brave country alone. For me, I shall take non-chance of such danger soon again. There, I have myself free from the mire. Farewell, Christian.
Oh, no.
I return to my home, and if thou art wise, thou wilt return with me.
Oh, am I to perish in this place? I cannot climb out because of this burden on my back.
Ahoy, friend. What do you there in the bog?
Sir, I was bid to go this way by a man called Evangelist, who directed me also to yonder gate, that I might escape the wrath to come. And as I was going there, I fell in here.
Give me thy hand. There. Thou art on sound ground. Go thy way.
Oh, thank you, kind friend. And what is thy name?
I am called Help, for I aid those who fall like you into the slough of despond.
Now as Christian was walking solitary by himself, he espied one afar off come crossing over the field to meet him. And there they met just as they were crossing the way of each other. The gentleman's name what met him was Mr. Worldly Wise. He dwelt in the town of Carnal Policy, a very large town.
How now, good fellow? Whither away after this burdened manner?
A burdened manner indeed, as ever I think poor creature had. Sir, I am going to yonder wicket gate before me, for there, as I am informed, I shall be put into a way to be rid of my heavy burden.
How came thou by the burden?
By reading this book in my hand.
I thought so. It often happens to weak men, who meddling with things too high for man, do fall into distractions. But there is an easier way to be rid of the burden.
What is it, pray tell, for I would obtain ease?
Why, in yonder village, named Morality, there is a gentleman whose name is Legality. His house is not quite a mile from this place. He can ease you of this burden.
If this be true, which this gentleman has said, my wisest course is to take his advice. Sir, which is my way to this honest man's house?
Do you see yonder high hill?
Very well.
By that hill you must go, and the first house you come at is his.
So Christian turned out of his way to go to Mr. Legality's house for help. But behold, when he got by the hill, it seemed so high, and it hanged so much over, that Christian was afraid to venture farther lest the hill should fall on his head. There came also flashes of fire out of the hill.
This will be my death, and my burden is too heavy to bear. Oh, woe is me.
Christian, what doest thou here? Art thou not the man I found crying without the walls of the city of destruction?
Yes, sir, I am the man.
Did I not direct thee the way to the little wicket gate?
Yes, dear sir.
How is it, then, that thou art so quickly turned aside? For thou art now out of the way.
As soon as I was delivered out of the slough of despond, I met a gentleman who persuaded me that in the village just ahead I might find a man that could take off my burden.
Thou hast drawn back from the true way to follow the false. Legality is born in bondage. How can one in bonds deliver thee from thy bonds? Listen to the heavens. They declare it so. As many as are of the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written,
Cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them.
Oh, woe is me! Is there any hope? I am sorry I have hearkened to this man's counsel, but may my sins be forgiven.
This sin is very great, for by it thou hast committed two evils. Thou hast forsaken the way that is good to tread in forbidden paths. Yet will the man at the gate receive thee, for he has good will for men. Only take heed that thou turn not aside again, lest thou perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little.
Then did Christian address himself to go back. So he went on with haste. Neither spake he to any man by the way, nor if any ask him, would he give them an answer. So in process of time, Christian got up to the gate.
Will someone answer? May I enter here? Open to me, I pray.
Who is there, and whence cometh?
Here is a poor burdened sinner. I come from the city of destruction, but am going to Mount Zion, that I may be delivered from the wrath to come. I have heard that this gate is the way hither. Art thou willing to let me in?
I am willing, with all my heart.
Now, good Christian, I will teach thee about the way that thou must go. Look before thee. Dost thou see this narrow way? Up it you must go. It is as straight as a rule can make it.
Are there no turnings nor windings by which a stranger may lose his way?
Yes, there are many, but they are crooked and wide. But thus distinguish the right from the wrong, the right only being straight and narrow.
Canst thou help me off with this burden from my back? For I am weary of it, and it makes me like to stumble.
Be content to bear it, until thou comest to the place of deliverance, for there it will fall from thy back of itself.
Now I saw in my dream that the highway up which Christian was to go was fenced on either side with a wall that was called Salvation. Up this way, therefore, did burdened Christian run, but not without great difficulty for the load on his back. He ran thus until he came to a place somewhat ascending, and upon that place stood a cross, and a little below, in the bottom, a sepulchre. So I saw in my dream that just as Christian came up to the cross, his burden loosed from off his shoulders and fell from off his back and began to tumble until it came to the mouth of the sepulchre, where it fell in, and I saw it no more.
Peace be to thee. Thy sins be forgiven thee. Take this, thy new raiment.
Take this mark upon thy forehead, and this roll with a seal, that thou shalt give at the celestial gate.
Thus far did I come laden with my sin, nor could aught ease the grief I was in till I came hither. What a place is this! Blessed cross! Blessed sepulchre! Blessed rather be the man that was there put to shame for me.
And I saw then that Christian gave three leaps for joy, and went on toward the celestial city, singing as he ran. Bill Moose appeared as Christian. Join us next week for part two of Pilgrim's Progress. Miracles is a transcribed production of Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina.